and welcome to the very first episode of From Campus to Careers. My name is Adam and I will be your host for this episode. As the name of the episode suggests, we're going to be meeting a number of staff from across the Careers and Placements Department to discuss who they are, what they do, and how you as a student at Aston University can engage with them to increase your employability. So without further ado, let's get started with our first guest, first year coordinator, Emily. Welcome, Emily. Thank you for joining us on our very first episode of From Campus to Careers. Today's episode is all about getting to know the people behind Careers and Placements. So could you tell us a little bit about your role within the department?
Hi, Adam. Thank you for having me today. So my name's Emily. I'm the first year careers coordinator. And basically, I just look after all things that are related to the first year of university. And that includes the foundation year as well. So Aston understands that in order to be sort of competitive, we have to get started with careers sort of as early as possible. So that's why my role was created, really to support students with whatever career related thing that is bothering them or that they want to improve on. So that could be delivering events on how to get a better CV or cover letter. It could be having a one-to-one to discuss the placement year in second year. And so I do all sorts of different events, workshops, webinars, just for first-year students. And that's in a nutshell, really.
Perfect. So how can a first-year student at Aston access the kind of support that you just mentioned?
Sure. So everything that I do is captured on Aston Futures. So Aston Futures is going to be your sort of ticket really to anything related to employability. So there are jobs on there or volunteering opportunities on there, but then all of my activities are on there too. So you can book a one-to-one appointment with me on Aston Futures. You just log in, well, you sign up, log in, and then on the top bar, there's a purple drop down which says appointments, and you just select the time that's most convenient to yourself. They're half hour long usually. And then also, if you look at the events tab at the top, you'll be able to find any events or any webinars that I'm hosting in the next year. I'd also encourage you to just sign up for any sort of alerts on Aston Futures, because then if we add anything, you'll be the first to know.
Thank you. I mean, that's perfect. And just to give some context to some of our listeners, as we're recording this, we are, I guess, in the middle of an ongoing pandemic. So a lot of our services are being delivered via a virtual environment with some on-campus touch points. So could you talk to us a little bit about your plans as a first year coordinator, and how are you going to be doing any on-campus activity, or is it just purely virtual appointments at the moment?
So the picture seems to be changing every week, doesn't it, really? So, but yeah, as we are now, the majority of my first year at work will be online. I will be delivering some touch points. So those will be throughout the first couple of weeks of term. But the majority of first year activities will be online. So the one-to-ones, as it stands at the moment, I'll be doing those either via the phone or Microsoft Teams. And if you haven't used Microsoft Teams, it's kind of like Zoom, really. You can choose whether you have the camera on or off. I really don't mind. I'll also be doing my first year starter pack webinar series online as well. So you just need to go to Aston Futures, log on, and then there'll be a link that's on the Aston Futures sort of entry for the first year starter pack that you're interested in. And all you do is just click on the link, and I'll talk to you about a range of topics. So it could be, there's five topics at the moment. So we've got CVs, cover letters, gaining work experience, generating career ideas, and planning for the future. And then finally, prepping for your placement. So the majority of my things will be done online, whether it be via Blackboard or via Microsoft Teams or the phone.
Thank you. And finally, if you were to give one piece of advice to any of our first year students starting at Aston, what would that be?
I think my main piece of advice for first years is just get involved. So I know it's hard at the moment because we're filming this in September 2020. And so there are obviously restrictions in place, but there are still virtual opportunities available. There's still clubs and societies. There's still volunteering and part-time jobs that are available in the city and virtually as well. Because I think sometimes first-year students sort of think, oh, I've got years and years to sort this out. I don't graduate for ages. But actually just getting involved, getting started early is going to mean that you begin it earlier and then you haven't got a mad rush in final year. So that's my main advice. Just get involved. It doesn't have to be the perfect bit of work experience thing to help boost your CV.
So yeah, I'd agree with that. It's never too early to get started in terms of thinking about your career and planning ahead for, as you said, the placement year and even further forward than that. Thanks, Emily. So, and thanks for joining us. So for any first year student listening, make sure you get your profile set up on Aston Futures as a matter of urgency when you first start. And that'll allow you to take advantage of the support that Emily offers through her appointments and her events. So yeah, make sure you do that as soon as possible. Joining us next will be Kathy from the Job Shop, so stay tuned for that. Hi Kathy, and welcome to this episode of From Campus to Careers. If our listeners aren't already aware of the Job Shop, could you give them a little bit of an insight as to what the Job Shop is and what it does to support Aston students?
Hello, Adam. Yeah, I'll just give you a little overview about what the Job Shop does. So in the Job Shop, we work very closely with local employers to advertise paid part-time and volunteering roles to fit round your studies. And you can work up to a maximum of 20 hours per week. The roles pass our very strict due diligence checks, which means that they're safe and for you to apply for. There is a range of roles that we advertise, that from retail to IT specialist. You probably wouldn't have thought that would be the case, but employers are seeking undergraduates to provide them, their organisation, with new and innovative ideas, which makes them more profitable. So you are a very valuable workforce. Also, on an individual basis, I can help you do some searching for volunteering opportunities and paid part-time jobs. I provide CV advice and support job searches and give you interview prep if you're looking for, say, part-time roles and volunteering opportunities.
And in your opinion, Kathy, why is it so important that students get as much work experience as they can through, say, part-time work or volunteering opportunities?
The thing I would say to you is it makes you stand out to employers. And you get experience of the real world of work, which is very, very important. Employers just don't want to hear about your degree. They're keen to learn about what work experience you've gained from a variety of work experiences. So to get that dream job that you've had your eye on, your placement or your grad job, you must have some work experience on your CV. Employers expect to have at least 3 months work experience for placement roles. So working part-time or volunteering provides the opportunity to gain the vital employability transferable skills employers are looking for. So for example, communication, teamwork, problem solving, all these are used in every aspect of the workplace, you know, whatever organisation you work for.
Thanks, Kathy. So how can students from Aston go about booking an appointment with you so they can maybe ask you to look at their CV or help them find the right work experience opportunity for them?
Okay, well, Careers and Placements, we have a one-stop shop and it's called Aston Futures. So have a look on there and you search for appointments that I'm available under the job title of Student Part-Time Work and Volunteering Advice. Regarding what type of work experience is right for you, come in and have a chat. It's what you think probably isn't the work experience you're looking for is going to meet your needs. So let's have a conversation and discuss what's available. And it's surprising what skills you already have that you could utilise and transferable.
That's great. And finally, if you could give one piece of advice to our students regarding work experience, what would it be?
What I would say to you is broaden your horizons. Not every part-time job offers obvious opportunities for building the skills needed for your graduate employment. Even the most unskilled job can add value to a CV. I mean, you probably think, what relevant skills will you develop from a job in a restaurant or retail? So, for example, you're talking to a diverse range of customers and the potential that could be challenging. And over a period of time, you're going to build up your resilience. And this is one of the key skills employers are looking for. So look at the bigger picture about the skills that are transferable skills is the key to unlock you for, you know, in your search for your placement and your grad jobs.
Thanks, Kathy. So if you're listening and you're looking for ways to gain work experience for your CV, or if you just want some paid part-time work to help finance your studies, make sure you check out the Job Shop. Next up, we have Holly joining us from the placements preparation team. So if you're on a course with an integrated placement, or you're taking up the option of a placement year, make sure you give this segment a listen. Welcome, Holly, and thanks for joining us. The integration of a placement year into a degree course is something that Aston is famously known for, and so it's a big talking point for many of our students. Could you tell us a little bit about you and the team of placement coordinators that support second years with their placement search?
Yeah, so I'm one of the many placement coordinators that we have in the Careers and Placements team at Aston. When we are on campus, you would typically find us on the first floor of the south wing, so above the main reception in the main building. And for each student, you will have a dedicated placement coordinator who is attached to you, who will be there to help support you from the moment you start thinking about placements right up until the point that you tell us that you have secured a placement for yourself as well. So there is always a placement coordinator around to help you with your search, no matter where you are in it.
Perfect. So if I am a second year student, for example, at Aston, looking for a placement, what kind of support can I expect to get from a placement coordinator?
A lot. So as I said, we're there right from the beginning. So when you're first starting about placements, we can help to guide you with different sectors and industries and roles that are out there, whether you know what you want to do or not. And then we'll be there to help you progress throughout your placement search as well. So whether that's reviewing some applications that you're planning on submitting for some roles, to helping you prep for some online tests and video interviews, all the way through to later recruitment stages like interviews and assessment centres as well. And we will be there to answer any questions that you have about placements. And we will be there to support you through things like appointments that you can book online through Aston Futures. We'll still be available through email, and you'll still be able to call us as well during these COVID times.
So if I was a student, for example, who say was approaching the end of their second year and still was struggling to find a placement, what should I do in those circumstances?
In that situation, you should go and talk to your placement coordinator as well. Hopefully by the end of your second year, you know who your placement coordinator is. But if you're not unsure, then just email your school placement inbox and we'll be able to point you in the right direction. And it might be that we start thinking about next steps as how to continue to progress the placement search forward based on your preferences and what has been happening over the year and how it is all progressing up until that point as well.
Perfect, thank you. And am I correct in saying that you and your team will be running a series of placement workshops in the first term of this year? Can you tell us a bit about those?
Absolutely. So we'll be running a series of 6 placement workshops throughout the first term for second year students. And I think there'll be some for first year students as well. And for the second year students, we will be going into more in depth about the different stages of a placement search. So obviously we'll be starting out with how to get started with your placement search and when the things that you should start to be thinking about and what you should be doing, all the way through to things like CVs and application forms to those later stages, like an interview and an assessment centre as well. And students can find them in their timetables as well. So you'll find what day and time your workshop is.
And finally, if you were to give just one piece of advice to any student interested in a placement, what would that be?
To go for it. Placement is definitely one of the best years ever. I did a placement year myself. I went to Aston and it was definitely my favourite year out of all the four that I did. So it's definitely something that students should consider doing. And if you're looking at a role and you really want to go for it, but maybe you think I don't come from the right degree or I don't have the direct experience they're looking for, still go for it as well, because they are looking for things more than just what degree you study and what work experience you have as well. They're looking for a variety of different things, and you never know, you could be the type of candidate that they're looking for.
That's great, Holly, and thanks again for joining us. So next we're going to be joined by one of our department's careers consultants, Jim, who's going to be talking about the range of support on offer to Aston students and graduates right across the board. So stay tuned for that. Hi, Jim. Thanks for joining us on the podcast today. You're one of a team of careers consultants here at Aston. Could you tell us a little bit about you and your team and what type of things you do to support Aston students?
Hi, Adam. Yeah, absolutely. I'm part of our careers team. We're quite a small team, but we do an awful lot of stuff for all of our students and all of our graduates across Aston. We offer a range of bespoke support. So that means that everybody coming to us, we offer individualized support. And we do things like one-to-one appointments. We help people with careers advice, with interview advice. We also do a great deal of teaching and support within subjects. So you will see with most of our courses, we will spend some time with all of our students in session, helping to talk about career issues as well. We also spend a great deal of time working with academics to help advise them about the labour market and to with issues around employability and things as well. We also support on workshops and events throughout the years when we have employers coming onto campus or delivering sessions online, giving students advice and support about their opportunities and programs, or just talking more about issues relating to employability and careers.
That's great, Jim. So if there is a student listening who was maybe stuck with their graduate CV or wanting to improve their interview skills, what can they do to get in contact with a careers consultant?
Well, one thing I will say is that we're here for a real range of different things, and CVs and interviews are at the core, but also for people who just don't have an idea about what they want to do for the future. We see a great deal of students who just want to come and talk about their plans and ideas for the future, or just don't know where to start. And the great way to be able to contact us is through Aston Futures, which is a real great big portal for all things to do with careers and placements as well. You can book appointments, book onto events, book onto workshops, and also register for live vacancies if you're looking for placements and part-time jobs and work experience opportunities as well.
And Jim, if you could give just one piece of advice to any final year students that might be listening right now, what would it be?
I think being really proactive about using Aston Futures, keeping an eye on opportunities that are coming up throughout the year. We've got a lot of opportunities and events and workshops that are going to be going across the year. Booking it early is going to be absolutely essential. But also, I think a big part of any student's journey is about taking time to really reflect on what you're learning in courses, what modules you're studying, recognizing the skills and the strengths that you're developing across uni, and also being involved in opportunities that are available on campus, like being involved with societies and clubs on campus, are absolutely key for making connections, building a network on campus, but also developing a wider net of transferable skills that are going to be really important throughout your future career.
Thanks, Jim, and thank you for joining us today. Once again, just to reiterate, make sure you're checking out Aston Futures for the latest available appointments, events and workshops to make the most out of the support the careers consultants offer. And finally, next we're going to be joined by Sunny from our employer engagement team. She's going to chat to us about where all of those placements and graduate roles appear from on Aston Futures. So make sure you stick around to listen. Hi Sunny, thanks for coming along to chat with us today. Now, not many of our students will be aware of the work that you and your team does, but they will have benefited from it during their time at Aston. Could you talk to us a little bit about the employer engagement team and what kind of, in a nutshell, they do?
Yeah, of course. Firstly, thank you for letting me come along to chat about the employer engagement team. So in terms of the employer engagement team, we're a team of around 15 individuals who engage with employers on all levels. So that's from kind of first year work experiences to our undergraduate placement years and then graduate opportunities. So we're engaging with these employers to source opportunities, but also to engage with them on other platforms to get them engaged on on-campus events or in our virtual events. So really trying to get them involved in everything to do with Aston. A lot of them are keen to work with Aston students, so we'll try to be that middleman in that side.
Great. So what is it about Aston and Aston students that employers like?
There's a lot of reasons why they like our Aston students. So it's the employability side, which they're really keen on with our students. So many of our students go out on placement years where they gain useful work experience there. So it really helps them gain useful skills, which they then take to other employers. So that's one reason why they engage with us. It's all the employability skills our students gain. So again, from the placement year, but also the sessions we put on across the years. So we see a lot of engagement from employers to engage with our students because they have such a high level in terms of employability skills.
And maybe to round things up, what's one piece of advice that you'd give to a student who might be looking to impress an employer?
I would say to really engage with our careers department straight away, just to kind of work on various levels of employability with our careers department, really getting an insight into what you want to do. And then also kind of getting an insight into what certain employers want. So really engaging early on and getting as much as you can out of the careers department.
Thanks for joining us, Sunny, and imparting your employee knowledge to our ears. That's about it for today's From Campus to Careers podcast. We're going to have plenty more coming your way, so make sure you're following us on whatever platform you choose to listen on. We hope you've enjoyed our little introduction to careers and placements. And don't forget, if you want to find out more about how we can support your employability as an Aston student, just head to aston.ac.uk/careers. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you for the next episode.